Man, we have the littest theme music ever. I love it. It feels like a studio every time. It's like you finna. It's finna go down.
It's going down. Listen. So I was having a conversation with Kalonda before the show, and I was like, look, these are some of the things I was thinking about and I wanted to run by and talk to you about, and also using this as an opportunity because we need a new introduction. So guess what? I ended up going to 3 different AI tools. We went to Claude, Gemini, and ChatGTP, and I created a prompt to ask them to create a new show intro. So I put it in the Hill That Should Google Drive. I'm about to send the link to you right now. In the chat and StreamYard so that you can join me on this document. And we can go through and figure out what our new intro is going to be when we introduce the show. So on the screen, you see Gemini. That is the first tab. And then you see ChatGTP, the second tab. And then you have Claude, the last tab. So I feel like we should start with Gemini first. Okay, and so
I think we should run it.
And just run it and see how it flow?
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I got it. Let's go. Let's do this shit.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit, the podcast that's all about leveling up your life. We're back for a brand new season, and just like you, we've been evolving, growing, and yes, still dealing with our shit.
2025 is all about embracing the new chapter. We're digging deeper, exploring new perspectives, and continuing those real, raw conversations that help us all heal and thrive. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's get it.
Okay.
All right, option one. All right, let's move on to option two.
1 hour later.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Life Unfiltered. Heal That Shit, where we're taking everything we learned in 2024 and amplifying it for a new year of transformation. This isn't just a podcast anymore. It's a revolution in healing. Whether you're a longtime listener or this is your first episode, get ready for some life-changing conversations.
We've learned some powerful things over the past year. When we share our truth, we give others the permission to do the same. We've created this space for the truth seekers, change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and start healing.
So whether you are here to work through your own journey or to learn from ours, you're in the right place. We're about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
So buckle up. Grab your seatbelt, grab your favorite beverage, and let's go.
Let's get it. Strap in. I liked that at the end.
Perfect.
Buckle up. Let me strap the seats, whatever you said. That was great.
Yes, yay. Indeed. So
we need some air horns or something for that work we just did. That was phenomenal.
Yes, indeed. Let's go.
Awesome. So having said that, where do we start?
Well, I think that we just follow the natural progression of what this is after going through our new intro, and let's just go ahead and just start with a transparency moment. Why not?
All right, transparency moments.
Let's talk about it. Now, I'm wondering if we're going to do rock, paper, scissors again, or what is the process that we're going to do for transparency?
Bianca, it's a new year, and I feel like there was some type of underlying something that was happening there.
Understand that it is a new year, and I thank you for uplifting that. Okay, I definitely...
Snitch.
I needed that. However, comma, I just wanted to know how will we do the rotation for transparency moments?
How would you like to do it? You and that goddamn soundboard over there. Why don't you catch the people up on where you at? Why don't you do that? Why don't you start and tell the people what's going on in your world and where you at and all of that?
Oh, I'm over here minding my black ass business. Yes, indeed. In Medellin, Colombia, in the bear cave.
Amen.
That's where my feet are planted. And God is good. Okay.
Yes.
God is good.
Tell them about some of the blessings of God that's making you say, and God is good. What was behind that?
Oh, girl, let me tell you. It's them Jacksons, boy. Dumb freaking Jacksons. Baby, listen. Okay. Between my best friend and my girlfriend. I'm over here living. I'm eating good. I'm getting loved on. I'm being spoiled. I'm having good laughs. Even having crying moments of just releasing and just being and feeling safe to do so. When I tell you I am good, okay? Also, I was fighting with a client and they finally paid me my money, Jesus. And okay. I got a notification that's going to hit my account tomorrow, Jesus. And then another deposit hit my account early today. When Come I on. Tell you God is showing out.
Girl, send some of that over here in this direction, honey. For deposit. Yes.
So when Dude. I tell you, I'm over here living, baby. I'm over here enjoying this digital nomad life. This is the life that I manifested to be able to work wherever there's Wi-Fi and to enjoy my life with freedom, fulfillment, peace, and purpose. Amen. So Amen. I am good.
I'm here for that. That's mm-hmm. what's up. That's what's up.
So you talking about data chef. You need to date a visionary, okay? When you date a visionary, boy, when I tell you, little baby was on her podcast, and I was just sitting there, and she talking about me. I was just cheesing. So y'all make sure that y'all tune in so you don't put syrup on your grilled cheese on the Mind and My Black Ass Business Network. Amen. Well, I was just sitting there just like, oh, she talking about me, baby. Oh, I like this. I didn't know that we was going to be official on the internet, but here we are. We live, baby. I'm about to tag in everything now. Because where you going? No refunds or exchanges. You and me must never part. And I watch Color Purple, so I can't do it. Yes.
So tell me about your experience watching The Color Purple. So we've been trying to get Bianca to watch The Color Purple, and she was like, no, I'm not, no, I'm not black. And we're like,
what the hell? Oh, my God.
Bruh, I was drinking. I almost died.
You got to be more careful, ma'am. You got to be more
clearly.
Don't let a hit mango juice take you out of here now. You done been through too much to go out like that. We have to come up with a harder story.
Bruh.
Oh my God. Anyway, so we watched The Color Purple. We was trying to get Bianca to watch The Color Purple, and she was so adamant. So finally, Kalanda said, she asked her, what is the issue? And Bianca was like, I ain't trying to watch no slave movie. We're like, oh yeah, it's not a slave movie at all. It's definitely not that. So you watch The Color Purple. What are your reviews? What you say?
Okay, so it was not what I expected. I definitely came into the movie with some false beliefs about what the movie was about and the plot. Where did that originate from? Well, yeah. I heard what y'all said, but also I didn't want to see it. I really didn't. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna be focused. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna, you know, be really objective about it. So, all right. So started out and I'm like watching like the plot and I'm learning of like kind of the background. And I was like, oh, this was not like what I thought
at all. So you didn't have to read the book in school at all either?
No, I've never read the book. I didn't even know that it was based from a book, to be honest. I had no idea.
Interesting. Okay.
So there were certain like lines from the movie. I was like, oh, I heard that before, but never seen the movie to understand the reference. So now I got the reference. Now, my commentary during the movie, I do feel like that needs to be something that's recorded, because that man, like every time I seen him.
Who are you talking about?
The one that was Mr. When every time I seen him, I was upset. I was frustrated. I was like, and he ain't dead yet. There was one part where she was fixing food. I was like, you ain't put no poison in it or something. Like, this man hurting you and stuff. You ain't gonna hurt him back. I was really upset. I was really upset. Like that domestic violence shit. I don't like it. I don't like watching it. I don't like seeing it. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped watching Tyler Perry shit now, because I'm getting tired of them domestic violence type plots. But moving forward, it was a really good movie. Now, would I watch it again? Probably not. But I will say that I had the experience to say, yeah, I watched it. It was nice. I love how the family came together. And that was a beautiful scene. And seeing Kalonda cry and tear up, it was cute. And it just made me really embrace the movie even more, because seeing how emotional she was with it. But I really resonated with the movie.
Are you talking about when Celia's children came back at the end?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. And how they were like, Mama, and how all this time these letters have been created, and she's going through this journey of reading these letters, and then like, fuck him for hiding these letters, and like, what you doing, bro? Like, it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot of dynamics there. But a couple of things that resonated with me: one, don't let these people put their hands on you. Okay, I don't like it. Okay, because if someone put their paws on me, I'm putting my paws back, and I'm calling the law, and I'm snitching. So there's that. And then the second thing is, family's so messy. Family can be so messy. And so just seeing the different dynamics of where Mr.'s father is like always trying to have like a younger woman around, and like so that they could groom the younger woman to be a somewhat servant, and that type of dynamic, like, nope. Wasn't a fan. I can't think of that character's name right now. What's the lady who I don't remember her name, but she was the heavyset woman that Sophia. Was very bold. Sophia.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Listen, how I forget that was Oprah. Listen. When I tell you, we're going to have to clip this, because that was embarrassing. What I tell you, I resonated with her, okay?
Yeah.
I resonated with her until that white man slapped her up, and then something changed. But when she was very like, this is who I am, and you going to do this, and nope, don't talk to me like that. That's the energy that I'm on. Because who you talking to? Who you hitting? Because the next time you tell somebody to beat me, I'm going to come over there and beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sophia. that's interesting. Sophia, her, like you said, her boldness, her vocality about what she was and was not going to take, because she packed them kids right on up. When Harpo, she said, oh, no problem. We out of here. You got the wrong motherfucking one. Okay. I resonate with that so deeply, but also I resonate with somebody knocking you in your head with a pistol, and now you're in a situation, you know. And it's also why I've kept myself, I say this all the time, like why I don't go to protests, why I don't like do a lot of things, because that's gonna be me, and they gonna try to kill my ass, because I'm not shutting the fuck up. I'm saying all the things. I said hell no, that's me. So because of that, I try not to put myself in situations because that is what it would elicit. Something I think that, so I, for context, we had to read The Color Purple in high school. So I've read the book.
Oh.
We saw the movie. I've seen the Broadway play. Excuse me. And I've also seen the newest version, the musical version. So it's, I'm very like familiar with the story and the extrapolation of the story as well, even through the book. One of the things that you just said that resonated with me deeply was about the letters and getting the letters after the fact and still being able to take the journey and still being able to immerse, Silly still being able to immerse herself in what Nettie was experiencing. And then, of course, that culminating later into the reunification and all of that. But it just continues to remind me because, you know, right now I'm in this the way that I've decided to do vlogs, because I'm constantly documenting my life every day almost. That's a bit dramatic. Every week. Like every day.
Probably every week. StreamYard day to say something.
Listen now, okay? If I had an editor, then the story wouldn't be like it is, okay? So...
Oh my God!
Hopefully, one of these interns loves to edit and can help filling this void, because my God, it is a void. Okay, so anyway, it's not every day; it's probably every week. But I have so much content and so many things that I can put out. So what I started doing was just, well, let me just release the things a year later, right? So on my YouTube, the vlogs that are getting released are things that happened last year. And the vlogs that are happening now are happening in my Patreon. I bring all that up to say, even though I'm releasing things a year later, people are just as invested in what is happening. The only difference is that you get the opportunity to know that everything worked out because I'm still here, but people can still live and experience after the fact. So when I heard you saying about the letters, I was like, wow, I need to, one of the people that I met with earlier today, she said, I wanted to tell you, I really liked your website. And she said, and them blogs, you need to do that more. And I was like, heard and received. Thank you. Because I hadn't been, you know, and sometimes I'm in this space of, I'm trying to figure out what medium to use, you know, so is this like audio only? Is this audio and video? Is this for the podcast? Is this for private reflection? Is this for the blog? Is this for the vlog? Like, it's just so many different things. And her saying that to me was like a reminder that I just need to schedule time for that. And I think that's my biggest issue is I don't have a schedule. Like, I don't have on, outside of Tuesdays, I don't talk. That's on the schedule. But outside of that, or, you know, Wednesday nights, we have Heal That Shit. Sunday mornings, I have So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. But, like, I need blocks of time to be like, this is when I'm going to blog. This is when I'm going to vlog. Like, so I want to, in the mornings, I want to wake up and do like a 20-minute vlog every morning. And also, I don't be doing that because I don't really have a schedule for real. You know, so it's like, I really need to, I'm trying to find the optimal time that I wake up. And then how can I structure my morning, my day, to honor these different things that I want to be able to do, these different ways that I want to be able to connect and reflect so that I am writing this continuous story about my life.
Yes, indeed. I know
that was a roundabout, but that's what it made me think about.
Yeah. I have a couple of wonderings. I'm wondering, as you've been establishing your routine and being consistent with it, do you find that if you, well, before I ask that, your morning routine, what does that look like now? Because we've been talking about this on this podcast for some time now. So I'm wondering, what does your morning routine look like now before I ask my other question?
It's all over the place. And that's why it was so funny when you said consistent. I was like, ooh, that's a stretch. That's a real strong word. You need to walk that back some. Ideally, what would I like it to look like? That I wake up at 9 and I do my meditation, and then I take my medicine, I journal, and I take a shower, I ease into my day, I have breakfast at 11 o'clock, I'm ready to start working. That's what I would like it to look like. My meditation starts every morning at 9. There are not, I would say maybe 10% of the time I actually do it right now. So that's why I said I'm trying to figure out 9 a.m. Is that too early for me? Or what is the obstacle, if you will, to me being able to actually start and complete that process? I think I really, it's a few things. It's a few multi-layered things, because there have to be certain things in place for all of this to go smoothly. And a lot of times things aren't in place. So for instance, something as simple as, okay, and then have breakfast. Let's say a smoothie, have a smoothie. Okay. Do I have fruit? Is it frozen? Is it fresh? Do I have to cut fruit? Is that going to be a whole situation with the smoothie? Like, how much is that going to take? So that's an obstacle. Or was I up the night before working on something, and now I can't wake up at 9 o'clock because I really didn't go to sleep until like 3. So what's happening there? It's like, I don't know why this happens, but every so often I have a situation where I am off of my routine. And when I get off of my routine, it is like hell to get back on it. So I'm working on that all over again, it feels like. Because I haven't journaled. I need a new notebook. I don't have one, so I haven't journaled. I haven't, because that was a part of my routine for a really long time. As I would wake up, I would journal, and I would take my medicine. I don't have a journal, so that hasn't happened. It's like a bunch of just little shit that, well, I don't have this anymore, so that's not in the routine. But all of that stuff matters. For instance, like, you know, incense is really important to me, and thank God I do have enough right now. But like, I run out of incense, then it's like, I don't have incense. So it's like I'm steady nigger rigging the morning routine the whole time. So it's not working the way I actually need it to work on a daily basis for it to become consistent, because I don't be having what I need in order to keep it consistent. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And it also makes me wonder, for the listeners and the people that are watching, what their morning routine looks like. Because starting this whole chapter of 2025, I did do some research, and it says that there's a vast majority of people that give up on their goals and stop their routine and process after 19 days after setting an intention. And so it just makes me think of, okay, well, how can we, as these creators of Heal That Shit, how can we help people establish a routine, not just for others, but for ourselves personally? Because I definitely understand the complexities of being consistent and then having so many different variables at the same time. And you're just like, because I woke up ready to choose violence today. I woke up feeling like on a nuck if you buck type spirit. And that changed my whole morning routine. Like that changed how I move because of how I woke up and the thoughts that I was thinking about when I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. So I feel you. I get you.
Yeah. I also was saying to myself the other day, I've been reaching for my phone as soon as I wake up. And that's not something I'm supposed to be doing, you know? So I really feel like I'm in a recalibration type of moment. I'm wondering what your routine is looking like, because you especially, and I've asked you this before, like when you're in a different space, which I know that space is probably maybe easier to have a routine than when you're in Florida. So what is your routine been looking like?
So it's looked different for the past couple of days due to high anxiety about clients not paying on time and being like, my account is looking wild. It's mm-hmm. looking like the wild, wild west out here. And I'm not used to that. So, and I thank God for the privilege to say that I've worked very, very hard to get to that point. But now it's like, all right, so I'm up at around 7:30, 8. Depending on how I wake up with my partner, it is either we are doing a morning huddle and we're having planning for what the day is going to be, or I am taking my time and going into the bear cave area, like this area that I'm in now, and working and starting my day with my computer. At around, I'll say 10-ish, there's some type of meditation that happens. Mm.
So you start working first?
I sit at my computer and kind of like, yeah, and then I'll
pause. So you get out the bed and then you go sit at the computer. Wake up, sleep, get out the bed and go to the computer?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, will it look different tomorrow? Hell yeah. Actually, what was going to happen is I'll report back and tell you what my new routine is going to be, because okay. it has been very high stress for me. And so I haven't been able to really flow in the way that I want to. Monday, I went to the gym and I felt really, really good about that. Like going out and moving my body. I actually made an error. So I'm going to sandwich this up really, really good. So okay. I'm out there doing my good work. You know what I mean? My goal was to do a mile in 16 minutes. I actually did it in 14 minutes and 43 seconds. Okay. Was feeling really, really good about it. Until my body started to feel really, really bad because uh-oh. I didn't take my medicine before uh-oh. I went to go work out. So uh-oh. I was able to complete my goal. I was able to regulate and to get back stable, but my heart rate was 169. And
Bianca,
my Kimberlyn, we are okay. We good. Everything is stabilized. God is good. I now know, and I've been new, but I will be very intentional moving forward to make sure that I take my medicine before I go work out. But that's just what I wanted to do. But also, again, high stress, not like, My brain was doing other things. The different people in my brain, they've been talking, baby. And some of the things haven't been very nice. And I've had to have like conversations of being like, hey, okay, now I hear you. I understand. Now shut the fuck up. Because some of the stuff is just really like, I felt like a failure and like literally said that and shared that that's how I felt, because I was just like, what the fuck? Like all of this stuff is like coming down on me. I got people I owe money to, things that are just kind of falling apart right now. And I'm like, all right, God, what's happening? And my brain people's like, well, we told you that you need to have a contingency plan because you already knew how inconsistent this client was with communication. And I don't want to hear that. That doesn't make me feel good. That makes me feel bad. And then that makes me feel like, fuck, like I'm a fuck up. Like I done messed this shit up. I ain't good. Like, and all of that stuff. That bad programming is not healthy. It's not good. Yeah. So I'm in a better mental space because I'm like, whew, I feel like I can breathe. But even still, like February is around the corner and I need some more clients. So not just clients, but thinking about how can I make use of my giftings to where I don't necessarily have to produce something immediately in order to receive financial abundance in it. So yeah. What are things that I can do to amplify financial abundance without sacrificing my time and doing that in a way where I don't feel burnt out, where I'm not overextending myself, where I'm not juggling so many things like I have been doing? Because again, like I've been saying on this podcast for a year now, the doctors say it's not sustainable. I can't keep doing the same thing, but I like nice things. I like money. So we're going to have to figure it out. And even in that, I'm like, okay, so doing the calculation and I'm like, yep, need to have better financial management, need to have better strategies on how to navigate these things. I need to scale back because I'm out here, you know, on this digital nomad type stuff where my bag is overweight because I'm carrying grits, but I just can't.
No, you did not.
My God, no way.
Yes, indeed.
So I have to be intentional with my belongings. I can't carry everything and I don't want to. So scaling back and downsizing. I was having a conversation with myself and I was like, do I really want my car? Do I need to sell it? And then be debt free. And just be done. And if I need to get somewhere and I'm in Tallahassee, there's plenty of cars that I could go borrow and do what I need to do. And if I'm visiting somewhere else, I wasn't driving anyway. So now me and my partner, we have this thing about this passenger princess. And I just want to let, like, I'm a passenger princess. So I don't plan on doing too much driving.
Listen, I don't drive.
So we're gonna have to have a driver. And for transparency purposes, she's sitting right here and she's giving me the little stare as I'm saying that I'm gonna be in the passenger seat. She like,
we gonna all be in the passenger seat.
But we gonna be in the passenger seat.
I'm not drive. Like, to think about driving, why?
Not doing it.
Why? Somebody messaged me earlier and she was like, she's moving to Mexico City. And she was like, I just can't fathom driving anymore. And I'm like, who is driving? Who's doing that? Like, especially when you're in a position to be in a place where you are spending maybe $200 a month on transportation costs. Maybe. So now that's cheaper than a car note, that's cheaper than insurance, that's cheaper than maintenance, like, and you don't have to drive and someone drives you and you just get out and now you're there. Sign me up. Sign me up.
I mean, hello? Cause Geico done went up on my insurance policy. So for my vehicle, I am paying roughly $285 a month for a 2016 Nissan Maxima.
For the insurance? That's just for the insurance.
The insurance for my Nissan Maxima 2016 that's paid off. My car is paid off now, okay? My car insurance is around $285 a month.
Mm-mm. I love that you're thinking about downsizing. You know me. Mm-hmm. All my belongings fit in 3 suitcases in the backpack.
Yes, indeed.
There is a level of freedom that comes when you start to just be like, I don't need these things. They're just things. Girl. They're taking up space. They're taking up energy. They're taking up time. They're just things, you know? And that's why I be talking about, does something bring you joy? Like, if it does not genuinely bring you joy, why am I holding on to this? Regardless of what it is, like, why am I holding on to this if this isn't bringing me joy?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's been a great experience. Welcome. It's been a great experience to be like, yep, I don't need this anymore. All right. I can give this away. All right. I like nice things, but also I can't take it with me. And also, at the end of the day, none of that shit matters. It doesn't. My walk with God is more important, and I'm very thankful to be in a position to say that, because the old me was like, F religion, F church, mm-hmm. F all these heathens that's walking around here saying that they, you know, pastors and healers and all that type of stuff. And then behind closed doors, we see what they be doing, and all the hypocrites and whatnot didn't want to be associated with it. But I am proudly to be like, yep, I know my giftings. My giftings as an apostle. I am a dream awakener. I am a soul healer. I am all of that. I am that girl. This is who I am. I'm following my intuition. And so also want to plug in before you do your transparency moment, because you haven't updated us about what's talking about chefs and whatnot, because we need the tea. I know some of the tea, but I know that there's some hot tea over there that you got holding on. I can't wait for it. But the commercial here is... Discover Your Destiny is now open. Enrollment is open. You can go to Discover Your Destiny, or in short, DYD25.com. Okay. You can go to the website to learn more about Discover Your Destiny so that you can fulfill your purpose, that you can learn more about your giftings and find alignment with God. I am one of the proud Intuitive Melanated Life coaches that have graduated from the program. And I'm just here to say that you can go visit some videos of things that I have posted on the internet about my process. I've talked about it here on this podcast. I think it's phenomenal. I think you need to be aware of who you are. I think you need to be in a community where people can see you so that you can be seen. And also, now is a great opportunity, because right now, Kimberlyn has some deals right before her birthday that you ain't gonna get after that date. So yeah, tell the people why we talking about it. Tell them about your giftings and what you got going on. Tell them, and then tell them about you.
Well, thank you for that. So enrollment is going on right now for Discover Your Destiny. It is 44% off right now, and it will never be this price again, ever, ever, ever. So my birthday is on February 14th. So if you go to dyd25.com and the Apply Now tab, you'll be able to fill out the form. And as long as you are enrolled, accept enrollment with your invoice paid by February 14th, you will have that discounted rate. So that is what I have been consumed with over in this world. It's interesting because I remember the last time, for context, that Discover Your Destiny happened was in 2023. And that was when we did Discover Your Destiny, as well as the inaugural class of Intuitive Melanated Life Coaches that Bianca was just referencing. And I remember preparing for that when I was in Mexico, and how much work like it took to get everything together. And I'm so grateful that I did so much of that preparation, because now I'm just tweaking things and just making it more efficient and more impactful, more effective, as opposed to like starting from scratch. So I'm grateful that I had the foresight to be like, have these things in place. Also though, it's still very much a lot of work to revise and make sure that it reflects where I am today and where this process is today. I even said to myself, I am going to be going through Discover Your Destiny again, like with the people that are going to be a part of the cohort, because I am a different person from the last time that Discover Your Destiny ran. And something that I love about it, and this is why there is, when you take the course, you actually have lifetime access. So you can come back at any time, because you can continue and will continue to get new understanding of what you already learned. So I'm really interested in how God is going to show up this class with, because there are different dynamics this time. So it's not just those of us who are out here in the working world and, you know, bona fide adults been doing this for a little while, but we're also going to have interns. So they're ages about 18 to 25. So either college age or just graduated from college or just finished high school and just started like their working journey. We're going to have like two generations in the same space. And it's really been, I've been like deep in editing videos and putting out, you know, the testimonial videos and all that kind of stuff and like going through it and listening to what's being said. It is not lost on me that this is going to be so impactful for young people to be in a space with people who have wisdom, who have already been there and can be like, hey, this didn't work. But then also for older people to be able to hear from the young people how the world is operating today. Because in many ways, we are very disconnected from what is happening. Like, for instance, I was telling somebody earlier, I haven't been in a school, like in an actual school, since 2019. So since then, everything is has been remote for me, right? Through COVID, through moving, like all of that. So I haven't been in a school in contact with children since 2019. A lot has happened in that time, in the past 6 years. You know, technology is like lightning speed, AI, like social media, like a lot has happened and changed in that time. So in many ways, I'm very disconnected from what's happening with our young people. So one of the things that's been important for me to do is to bridge the gap and to be like, okay, so I know what I know, right? So let me reach back a little bit. Y'all got that? Okay, now y'all reach back and help them, right? Because as a bona fide auntie, granted, I am very cool, okay, and very hip, okay, with Riz and all the other things. Okay. But also,
yes, indeed, Riz. Okay.
Also, though, I don't know, but beyond Riz, I don't know what y'all talk about. I don't know. You know, so I really do. We need to have people that are a part of that generation that are able to go back and reach back. So I'm really excited about that. And that has come with a completely like different way of thinking about the type of impact that's going to be made, because my dream out of this would be for our 20 somethings to develop their own curriculum so that they are able to help the teenagers, you know, and just thinking about that ripple effect, the thinking about the exponential impact. One of the reasons why I left the classroom is because I wanted to have exponential impact. I recognized that I was knocking it out the park with my kids. Okay, my kids was knowing and learning, understand? But I knew that so much more, that if I could help other teachers and those teachers help their kids, then now I'm not just helping my 100 kids. Now I'm helping 1,000 kids because I helped 10 teachers that each had 100 kids, you know? So that's how my career has been. And that is the way that I believe impact is supposed to be made, that it is supposed to be exponential. So this feels like something so big that it's really about to have this exponential impact that I don't even know how to describe. It is also to the gremlins and to the things that, you know, get said, like the gremlins in my head are like, girl, ain't nobody finna sign up for this shit. What are you talking about? Like, ain't nobody finna sign up for this. Even though I already know people have signed up for it. You know, so it's like, why is that the messaging that you want to be talking about? Like, people are already going to be a part of it, you know? So I've definitely been combating that and trying to remain focused on what God has told me to do. Because I can also say when we started in 2023, I had no idea what that impact was going to be. I just knew what God had told me to do and that God had told me certain people were supposed to be a part of it. I had no idea how that was going to then set you all off on your trajectories and what that was going to look like. I just knew that my part was to do this. So I'm trying to remain focused on that, that I know that I got very clear instructions. I got very clear directions about who and how and why, and just honoring that and letting God do the rest and not being consumed with, well, what if this and what if that? That's not my job. Like, my job is to do what God told me to do. So I've really been focusing on that mostly, and trying to chip away at this never ending to-do list. You know, I have to just pause a moment here and be like, yo, we have been trying to revamp my website for a long, long time. And some of it be, I don't be having the capacity to do all the things. And then it be behind the scenes, what they call hosting shit. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot that is happening, but we working on that. But I was talking to Bianca about that, and I'm like, well, how can we just have something that could be ready and something, just something, because I don't, it's a lot, and like, we need, and I just need, the way this girl whipped up a website, a good looking website, okay, a good looking website with functionalities and things, like a blessing beyond blessing, because it's stuff like that that cause an obstacle for me. You know, it's like, oh, I would love to do it. I don't have a website and a thing. I don't have this, you know, and it's like the support that I have felt in this process from you, from Kalanda, from Lewis, like being okay, I'm gonna help with that. All right, so I'll look into that. Okay, now, all right, now where we at with this? Like, knowing that I'm not doing this by myself, and knowing that, as there are so many moving pieces, like Jesus, there are so many moving pieces to having a course, to writing a course, to enrolling people, to advertising for the course, to developing the curriculum, to having slide decks for the curriculum. How are they going to get it? Where is that going to look like? What is the workbook? What are the sessions going to look like? How are people going to talk to each other? How are you going to inspire and engage in conversation? How are you going to make this impactful and meaningful? How are you going to leave room for God to do what God needs to do? Like, there is so much that goes into this, and not having to think about every single part of it has been so relieving. And knowing I don't have to, like, I can do the things that I'm good at and the things that are my gifting. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to waste time trying to figure out how to do everything else, because I know somebody who does that. And they're able to help me with that part. Like, that has been life-changing. And it has given me the ability to focus my brain on other things that only I can do. So that's been a lot. But also, this light don't want to cooperate with me. But so that's been happening. And I have a new boyfriend.
And boyfriend, huh?
What?
Novio?
Yes, I have a new boyfriend. He's a chef. And that's all I'm gonna say about that.
What the hell? Oh my God, no way.
Why are you making this face?
Because that's all that you're going to say?
What else should I say?
I don't know, but I was expecting way more than that. So I don't know, but that's what my face was about. I was shocked that you was like, yep, I have a boyfriend. He's a chef. End scene. Next topic. What? You? Nah.
You know what's so interesting? I was asking him the other day. I was like, first of all, do you understand what you're signing up for? Because...
What a question.
And of course, no. But also, like, no, for real. Because there are so many layers to this, right? So he is adamant that we are getting married. And I'm inclined to believe him. So we'll see what happens with that. But I said to him, I don't want a wedding. And he was like, okay. He said, you want it to just be us? And I said, yes. So he was like, okay. So I was like, okay. So then I said, I want us to start vlogging and like doing like joint vlogs. So he's like, okay. So, you know, what would that look like? So I sent him some examples of some vlogs that I had done. So he was like, okay. So I said, okay. Like, this is so funny. I was like, you probably not going to be able to tell me okay about everything. You probably going to have to find something to be like, no. not yes, doing indeed. That. But no, he is a magician.
Yes, indeed.
He's a magician, he's a chef, he's a poet, and he is an intuitive person, which is very interesting to deal with people that also have giftings that know that they have giftings. It's interesting because they see you, but they also... make sure that you see yourself. So what you're not about to do is sit here and,
yes,
and not be you. So what are you doing? You know, so it's very interesting. I feel like Ratatouille, the movie Ratatouille, because that man, he can cook. And you know how I know he can cook? I know that he could cook because he telling me how to do stuff over the phone and it's coming out amazing. Like he telling me how to make a smoothie, smoothest smoothie I ever had. So
yes, ma'am.
Like, I was like, okay, smoothie recipe. Okay. Then yesterday I was sick and y'all, I mean sick. I mean, sick as a dog. Like, thought my booty hole was going to fall off. That's how sick I was. So he tells me, oh, well, just make a vegetable soup. And I'm like, you're saying that. Like, oh, just whip up a vegetable soup. I don't know how to make no goddamn soup, is what I'm thinking, right? So he's like, okay, I'm going to tell you how to make the soup. Like, it's fine. Girl, that soup was hitting. You hear me? Had some more today when we came out here. I said, well, hallelujah. Okay, this soup is amazing. So it's stuff like that that I'm like, one of the big things for me is that, and this goes, it's a couple things I want to say. Hold on, let me plug this light in and see if it'll come back on. One of the things for me that I'm realizing with, Lord have mercy, y'all. Hold on, my God. Okay. So one of the things for me that I'm realizing with relationships is how many things are triggered when things actually go well. It's like, what is this real? Is this a dirty game? Is this a trick? Is this, when are you going to decide that you're a different person? When is this like, what is this? It's been a lot of that. And I didn't expect that to be the case. Like, I didn't expect to struggle with someone prioritizing me or struggle with somebody being like, no, like, you are you. Yes. And yes. So I hear that. I understand you're not always happy. I understand there are other things going on. All that. That's great. Good. Okay. And what do you need? You hungry? Which a lot of times is the damn issue. Okay. A lot of times the issue is I'm hungry. And it's just a lot. You know, but even when I told him that and I was like, you know, I struggle to eat. And one of the biggest things that you can do is to help me to figure out what to eat and how to have things prepared so that I am not constantly figuring out every single day what I need to eat. Like, that is something that is so helpful for me. And when I tell you this man is creating custom recipes, working on like all these different types of things, telling me what kind of tea, like the reason I feel better today is because yesterday he was like, okay, you're going to make this tea. Okay. And then you're going to take that. Okay. Now at 2 o'clock, you're going to have this tea. And at 5 o'clock, you're going to have this one. Then you're going to make the vegetable soup. Okay. You're going to put a little rice in it. All right. And then you're going to go your ass to sleep and we're going to try this again tomorrow. Like, it was like, damn, that really worked. That really worked. So it's been interesting. It's been interesting. He reminds me of my dad. My dad is a chef and it's just a different level of care and concern that goes into how they operate and the way that they think about food. And when you think about like food really is the center of our sustenance. Like we eat every day for the most part, you know, and several times a day, many people. So being able to have a partner who is well-versed with food and knows how to use food as medicine, but also knows how to make it taste good. And also is of the mindset of, I will cook for you every day. Like, that is what was said to me. I will cook for you every day. What? I know you understand. I know you understand.
It makes me want to get up and shout out, girl.
I know you understand, but you know what? I've always been that person. I have always been the person that had to do the cooking. I've always been that person. So to have someone say, I'm going to do the cooking for you, and that you don't have to worry about that. Like, I will take care of that. You just go do what you do and what you need to do to be great. It continues to make me be like, okay, so what's the catch? Mm-hmm. What's the catch? Like, when is your crazy side going to come out? When am I about to have to show you that I don't fucking play with me? Like, what's the catch? You know, so I've really been working to heal that because that's called trauma. You know, that's what that is. It's trauma. So I've been working to heal that and work to allow myself to accept and receive what is in front of me and also not get so caught up in what might happen down the road and enjoy it for what it is. Like I said, he's very much like, and we're getting married and it's going to happen on this day. And I'm like, okay, I'm inclined to believe you. And also, we'll see.
You know, I have been waiting for this flower girl opportunity. I've been saying that I'm going to have my outfit on, whatever I need. I know you say you ain't gonna have no ceremony, but something gonna happen where I'm in a flower girl outfit. I'm twirling, twerking, and everything else. I'm telling you, it's happening.
It's funny. I had a vision the other day of you and your ridiculousness twerking and blowing bubbles in a field.
Sounds perfect. In a field of sunflowers. I'm here for it.
So yeah, but you know, the area I want to move to is like where all the flowers are grown. It's like when they have, so you weren't here for it, but I want to say it's in August, they have a flower festival and mm-hmm. it's really big. So they have the area, the city is called Santa Elena, and I forget what they're called, what the actual name of what they do is called, but they all come down from Santa Elena to have this huge parade here in Medellin, and they showcase their different flowers that they grow, because that's where most of the flowers come from. Fun fact, most of the roses that are sold in the United States of America also come from Santa Elena.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of the United States.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you complete your thought. I didn't know that you.
No, I was just going to say, so I want to live there. The field of sunflowers is very much within reach. But yeah, I was going with you. Speaking of the United States.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say there's a lot that's going on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's insert another commercial. You ready?
Okay.
Are you tired of living in the United States? Are you ready to find peace abroad? Don't you worry. Findingpeaceabroad.com is a website you can go to where there are webinars and resources in order for you to plan your expat life, your digital nomad life, or whatever term that you want to use as you are getting out of the United States of America. You can go ahead and get a consultation with one of the visionaries that is on this platform and have one-on-one support on how you can live your life abroad with peace, joy, fulfillment, and purpose. Yes, indeed.
Amen. Are you doing this off the fly?
I am. I don't have no script.
But also, yes, go to findingpeaceabroad.com and let us help you get from out of there. Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. It's wild up there. It's a lot that's going on up there. And I'm grateful when you talk about privilege. I am grateful that I have the privilege to be here and to not that I could turn the TV off. You know what I mean? Like, I can shut it down. I could turn the TV off. I could put the phone down, and there is peace outside my door. There is not a yes, heaviness indeed. Of, I wonder what's going to happen. Was this, was that, was like, da, da, da. I don't have to deal with that. And I'm just so grateful. And I wish that more people had and took that opportunity to be able to have a peaceful life. It really it's a lot. And I can't imagine what it's like right now. You know, I've talked to a couple people that are there, and it's like I either see disassociation where people are just like, yeah. Or I see people like, well, God is still on the throne. Or I see people that are completely outraged. And I hate to put it like this, but I'm big. I told you so energy right now, because I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying this. And even before like the election happened, before all of that, and when I really wrapped my mind around Project 2025, I was like, hey, so what's the plan? Because this is not gonna be good. And I don't understand the disassociation of people, like thinking that what they said very clearly that they have outlined in this 900-page book wasn't going to happen. So now that the things are happening, I'm like, they already said this. Like, why are you sitting here like acting like, I don't understand.
They had a playbook.
Yeah.
And a strategy. And they're implementing said strategy. And you know, mm-hmm. all I've been doing is just praying to God. I want to share the prayer that I had this morning. Okay. The prayer was, God, we come to you in a world that feels heavy. The political climate is tense. Full of noise, division, distractions. Give us the wisdom to discern truth, mm-hmm. the courage to stand in it, and the patience to move with purpose. No pressure. Let those in power be accountable, and may justice, integrity, and compassion guide the decision made on behalf of the people. Lord, relationships are complex, whether personal, professional, or spiritual. Help us navigate them with grace and boundaries. Reveal who is for us and who is simply in the way. Give us the strength to release what no longer serves our growth and the humility to nurture the connections that are aligned with our purpose. And God, in the moments where confusion creeps in, bring clarity. Show us the next steps, even if it's just one at a time. Let our paths be ordered by you, not by fear or frustration. We trust you, even when we don't have all the answers. May we move boldly, love deeply, and walk in alignment with your will. Amen.
Amen. Well, that was you just praying down the heavens, huh?
That's all I have. I have no words. I can't elevate my heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to exhibit calmness and peace and all of it. But an organization that I'm a chairwoman for is facing a lot of implications mm-hmm. because of what is happening with people not wanting diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that is very sad. That is very unfortunate, but that is the reality. And so while I understand that there are people that are outraged and some folks that are outraged that didn't go to the ballot box. So that's a whole nother conversation because there was a lot of people that did not participate in the political process. They didn't want to do politics, but they're watching politics do them right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So you can't afford to say, I don't want to do politics because it is impacting people every single day. These policies matter. And the people that are in these positions, they matter and they need to be held accountable and they need to follow the three keys. We didn't even talk about the community agreements. Transparency, accountability, integrity. If we could just agree to that and stop with this foolishness and this back and forth and this riff-raff and this pallywhack, give a dog a bone, I'm sure we could move forward and do something way more productive. Because what? The back and forth, the infighting is awful. It's awful. And in the state of Florida, where my address is, the stuff that is happening in them chambers, where these lawmakers are making decisions for so many different people in the state of Florida. I hope people are paying attention. I'm getting alerts that ICE is coming up to different schools trying to snatch up children. A safe space was supposed to be, not no more. And then you have people joking about it and think that this is all fun and ha 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 and that's what you get and all that. But I just keep telling people, you keep laughing at people's misfortune and watch some come around the corner. And I'm just saying that from experience because I've experienced my karma. So we got to watch what we say, how we move, how we interact, all of that. It's too much going on around here. And I just hope that we all pay attention and that we be better humans to each other and that we honor the pledge. You know, I want to continue to say the pledge for Teaching for the Culture every single day. I actually brought it with me. It's actually here.
Oh.
And I look at it in the closet is where it's positioned. And mm-hmm. I read that pledge because I am on this mission to make the world a better place. And I am going to use my story to change the world. And I am a survivor. And I am going to overcome all the things that were set out against me. We need everyone to have that same mentality, that mantra, so that we can heal.
Yeah. 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 I feel you. I'm with you. I think it's important to say that our healing is going to happen in community. And that is what we are curating here. That is what we stand for, is community. So if you don't have a community, this is one. And we also need you to seek out others that are going to support you through this time. Now is the time to really be thinking about sustainability and what that looks like to grow your own food and, you know, become less dependent on the government. And the good thing is, in our community, we have people who know that, understand that, and will be creating content to help with that. But now is the time to actually be drawing near to people. And what I've seen is a lot of people talking, like you said, the infighting and blaming this person. It's too late for all that. Too late for all that. Don't matter. We're here now. So now that we're here, it's important to make sure that we're taking the time to hold space for each other and protect each other and look out for each other and use our skills to further the community, because it is going, what has been a week? A week and a couple days?
A week this and a couple days.
It ain't even been a month yet. So this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And we cannot afford to crash out and give up. And there are options. If you are able to leave, holla at me, findapeaceabroad.com. If you are not able to leave, you definitely need to be looking for community. Where are your people? How are y'all going to pull together to make sure that y'all are taking care of each other? Even as Bianca mentioned earlier, looking at these things that you have, what type of assets do you have that you can liquidate? Like, how can you get to a space of being able to sustain yourself? Because I also saw they telling the federal workers, offering them a buyout. Because they're about to put their people into those positions. Like, this is happening. The other thing that I want to say, though, is I want you to be realistic in where your role is in this fight. Because there are different messagings that's going out about how to show up during this time. And many people are like, we got to fight. Like, we got to fight. That may not be your job. Is it some people's job to get out there and fight? Sure. That may not be your job, though. Your job may be, I need to take care of my community. I need to look out for these people. Not that I need to fight, because this is Kimberlyn's opinion. The fighting is literally just a show. For instance, in the House. In the House and the Florida House and Florida Senate, them Democrats just there to say that they said something. They're not passing anything. They ain't doing nothing. That's about to bat about nothing, because it's a supermajority. Like, you are literally just symbolic. That's what's happening right now. The lawsuits, the all of that, all of this stuff is going through the legal process so it can go up to the Supreme Court, so the Supreme Court can uphold it, because the Supreme Court is already stacked to align with him. This is all symbolic. So there are people who their job is to do the symbolism to get to the place. It's not going to do anything. It's just a part of the process, right? That may not be your job to be the symbolic, let me fight a losing fight. That may not be your job. So don't feel pressured into being like, I got to be out here fighting and angry and doing this and protests and all that kind of stuff. They've already said protests are going to be illegal. Police have immunity. That might not be the best move. That might not be the best move. It might be better for you to say, how am I going to focus on my community and making sure that we're safe and making sure that we're insulated? So it's a time where we really need to be very, very real with ourselves about what is actually happening and accept that the concept of democracy, that's gone. That is not a thing anymore. It's not real. It is not a thing. It is over. So operate as such. Okay. Just wanted to say that. But yeah, if you're looking for a community, we're here and we invite you to be a part of this journey. Again, if you are here to learn from our journey or you are on your own journey, this is a space where we are having the real and uncomfortable conversations because it is important for us to heal and it's important for us to get ourselves into a position to be able to heal because it's not our kids' fault. It's not our partner's fault. We can't continue harming people because we're not doing the work that we have to do to heal.
Say it.
So make sure that you all are connected with us on the social medias, on the IGs, the TikToks, the YouTubes, the Patreons. Heal that shit on all the things. Heal that shit. That's where we are. That's where you shall find us. Okay. Also, you can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. You can find me at dyd25.com. You can find me at findingpeaceabroad.com. You can find me on the social spaces at Kimberlyn J on Instagram and Mind My Black Ass Business on everything else. Please do connect. Please do reach out. Please do comment. Please do say the things, right? And while you're there, make sure that you are also subscribing to Life Unfiltered. Heal that shit because this is our safe space in our community. Tell the people where they can find you.
Well, you can find me at a place of peace. On the digital streets, you can find me on my website, www.biancagoolsby.com, in which you can find links to all of my different ventures and some of the articles that I've published. In addition, you can find me in the Bear Cave, okay? The Bear Cave is mobile, okay? And this digital nomad life, we going wherever there's Wi-Fi, baby. I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to see the things and to really see something other than what I've been accustomed to. And so if you want to follow that journey, follow me on my website. I have a Patreon as well so that you can see. I posted a blog today just about the climate and my experience yesterday leading a board meeting where there are women that are experiencing job loss and grief because of what is happening in the DEI space, which is the space that we work in. So it is very, very, very vital that we build community. And so that reminds me of the heart work of the week, which is determining who is in your village. It is time to do a village audit, making sure that you have people that are surrounding you with love and care and grace and empathy and also accountability. Amen. Making sure that we are surrounding ourselves with people that will uplift and affirm and to be there with you as life is life and people are peopling, but God is still God. And so I want you to think, we want you to think about who is in your village as we talk about community. And as you know, This is a safe space here. This is a community that we have here. So please join us and connect with us on all the things, because it is so amazing what God is doing in this, in the midst of it all.
Yeah.
And I am just so grateful that I have this opportunity to do this with you, Kim, like to be able to have this podcast, to talk about the things, to talk about life and how we are experiencing life, love, healing, all of that. I am so grateful.
Same. Very much same.
All right, y'all. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Appreciate y'all for hanging out. And welcome to season 2. It gets realer. It gets rawer. It gets more deeper.
Yes, indeed.
To the next level. So thank y'all for taking this journey with us.
Yes, indeed. We love you. Take care. Be safe. Be well. And until next time, peace.